看约翰福音的第四章。
Turn to John chapter 4.
昨天跟大家谈到耶稣来到了撒玛利亚的叙加。
Yesterday we talked about Jesus who came to the land of Samaria.
在雅各前旁遇到的一位撒玛利亚的妇人。
He got to a place called Sychar, and he met a Samaritan woman.
耶稣借着向他要水喝，来跟他谈到生命的活水。
Jesus introduced her the topic of living water through the act of asking her for water.
那这个妇人向耶稣提出了几个质疑。
This woman asked him a few questions.
第一个就是种族的问题。
First one is the problem or issue of racial difference.
犹太人跟撒玛利亚人是互不相往来，不共用一个器皿。
The Jews and the Samaritan do not have a relationship with each other, and they also do not share utensils with each other.
来拒绝耶稣的要求。
That's how she rejected Jesus' request.
那接下来以物质的困难来质疑耶稣。
Second question she had was her lacking in material things.
你没有这个工具，这个井又很深。
She was asking Jesus that since he doesn't have any tool to get water, and the well is so deep.
再来以这个祖先权威的问题来质问耶稣。
Third question was the authority of ancestors.
你会比祖先还大吗
？Would Jesus be greater than the ancestors？
因为这个撒玛利亚的妇人不知道耶稣所说的活水是指的什么东西。
That's because the Samaritan woman did not understand what Jesus spoke about in terms of the spring of living water。
所以她的整个问题都围绕在物质还有理性的层面。
Therefore, her questions were all surrounding about material things or about logic.
所以耶稣告诉他说你喝了这个物质的水还会再渴但是喝了我所赐的活水就永不再渴
Therefore Jesus told her if you drink the water right here you will thirst again but if you drink the water, living water that I give you you will never thirst again
我所赐的活水要在你里头成为泉源直涌到永生
The living water that I give you will becomeA fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
这个妇人一听啊，竟然有这么好的水啊，当然马上求耶稣啊，将这个活水赐给他，让他不用走那么长的路嘛，来打水。
When the Samaritan woman heard of such good water, she asked Jesus to give her the living water so that she doesn't have to draw water from the well ever again.
可见她还是听不懂耶稣讲的活水。
We could see that she still did not understand the living water that Jesus was describing.
还是停留在物质的层面上。
She was still at the level of material things.
这么好的活水喝得永远不渴，就不用走那么远的路，来打水，让身体可以得到舒适。
She was still thinking about drinking this living water for the sake of saving her trip to get more water every day, so she'll be more relaxed.
那这个时候，耶稣借着一个反问的问题，来点出他生命的饥渴。
So this time, Jesus asked her a question that rhetorical question.
耶稣叫他，你带你先生来。
He asked her to bring her husband.
这个妇人说，我没有丈夫啊。
This woman said, I do not have a husband.
耶稣在这里呀、行了一个无所不知的神迹哈、说你说你没有丈夫是不错，因为你已经有五个，而且现在跟你在一起的也不是你的丈夫。
Jesus performed a little miracle here, saying that yes, that's right, you already have five husbands, and the one that you have right now is not really your husband.
耶稣这番话语除了显出他无所不知的这个权柄之外
，other than showing Jesus omniscient，
也等于点醒了。这个妇人，她嫁了五个丈夫了啊，现在在一起的还不是她的丈夫，就如同她追求这个爱情，要能满足她的心中的空虚，却是没有办法满足。
This conversation is also to remind the Samaritan woman that she already has 5 husbands, and in the same way, her pursuit of love cannot fill her empty heart.
这个不是物质的层面可以满足心灵的空虚的。
Because material things cannot fulfill or satisfy spiritual heart.
如同我说要给你的活水，不是满足那个物质上肉体的干渴，而是心灵里头的干渴。
So the living water that Jesus gives her is not to satisfy her physical thirst, but spiritual thirst.
好，所以当这个妇人听到耶稣所彰显出来这种无所不知的权柄，他就改变他的看法。
When the woman experienced Jesus' omniscient power, she changed her concept.
一来啊，也逃避这个话题谈到他的私生活的话题，所以就转而谈到信仰的问题。
So she tried to divert the conversation to her own personal life of marriage to the topic of faith.
反倒信仰崇拜地点的问题。
So she started talking about the place or area that we could worship God.
妇人问耶稣说，你们犹太人说这个拜神要在耶路撒冷，但我们的祖宗是在这个山上拜神。
So the woman said that our father worshipped God on this mountain, but Jews said that it has to be in Jerusalem.
撒玛利亚人他们拜神是在基利新山。
The Samaritan, they worship God in Mount Gerizim.
这个相传在那边建有撒玛利亚人建有圣殿。
Over there, they have built a temple.
那后来在这个马加比时代被犹太人给烧掉了。
But during one period of time, it was burned by the Jews.
那耶稣就告诉他，真实的信仰是超越仪式跟崇拜地点。
So Jesus was trying to tell her that a true faith transcends location of worship and also procedures.
21-24节那边说要用心灵跟诚实来拜神因为父要这样的人拜他。
And verse 23-24 says that God wants people to worship him in spirit and in truth.
于是这个妇人他又提出他的疑问。
So this woman continues to ask another question.
25节。
Verse 25.
提出对弥赛亚应许的看法。
She talks about her viewpoint on the coming of Messiah.
她觉得当弥赛亚再来就会知道一切。
When Messiah comes again, she will understand everything.
主耶稣在这里对这个撒玛利亚妇人表明他的身份就是弥赛亚。
Then Jesus tried to explain his status to the Samaritan woman.
于是这个妇人就放下了水瓶到这个城市里头。
So this woman, after she found out that Jesus was Messiah, she dropped her vase and ran to the city.
把她遇到耶稣的这件事情，以及耶稣把她素来所行一切的事都讲出来告诉众人说，莫非他就是基督？
So she went to the city to spread the news of what Jesus had done to her and had told her about her personal life.And she was telling them maybe he's the Christ.
在这里我们看到这个撒玛利亚妇人她的改变。
So we can see the transformation in the Samaritan woman.
她原本是要来打水的。
Originally she came out to draw water.
现在是把水罐子留下来了。
But now she left her tool of the vase.
本来她的私生活是不让人家知道，现在反而到处去宣扬。
Originally, she wanted to hide her personal life of marriage, but now she's spreading her own personal life to others.
有一个人把我私生活通通讲出来他说我嫁了五个丈夫，他怎么都知道？莫非他就是基督啊？
She was saying to people that this person can tell about my personal life and that I have been married 5 times. And how can he know that? Maybe he's Christ.
原本是拒绝耶稣的。
Originally, she rejected Jesus.
现在是相信耶稣。
But now she believed in Jesus.
我看到整个撒玛利亚人，这个撒玛利亚人他信主是因为耶稣对他宣讲。
So So in this case, the Samaritan woman believed because Jesus exposed to her the truth.
接着谈物质的水,
starting from talking about water, physical water.
一步一步, 带领到, 怎么样拜神,
so one step to another, they talk about how to worship God.
以及认识耶稣,
Jesus let her understand who he is.
这个也可以当成我们对外个人宣道的一个参考。
This could be an example or guideline for us for evangelism.
借着生活周遭的事情以及关怀来打开话题。
We could initiate our conversation with things of this world and things surrounding us.
借着祷告得胜也好，借着神迹奇事的彰显也好，让我们所带领的对象能够相信我们所传讲。So
through after we preach to them with daily life issues, God through the power of the Holy Spirit, they may receive the Holy Spirit and they could experience God themselves.
然后进一步，我们将我们的信仰跟他分享，来教导他。
Furthermore, we have to share to them about our own spiritual life so we could teach them one step.
所以在这里，让我们看到耶稣为我们所做的这种个人宣道的一个示范。
So here we could see Jesus set us an example of how to evangelize.
那接下来，从这个31节。
Next section starts from verse 31.
这是主耶稣教导门徒。
This is the teaching that Jesus had toward his disciples.
主耶稣的门徒回来看到耶稣跟一个妇人正在讲话。
When Jesus' disciple came back from buying food, they saw that he was talking to a Samaritan woman.
觉得不解，觉得稀奇。
They were confused and surprised.
因为在当时犹太人的习俗，不相识的男女不应该在公共场合交谈。
Because in the custom back then, strangers between women and men cannot talk to each other in public area.
门徒去买食物回来了。
So after the disciples came back from buying food,
要请这个主耶稣吃了。
They wanted to ask him whether he wants to eat or not.
主耶稣说他已经有东西吃了。
Jesus said that I already ate.
这又引起门徒他的不解。
And this aroused another question in the disciples' mind.
到有人拿食物给老师吃吗?
Has anyone brought anything for him to eat?
耶稣这个时候告诉门徒，他的食物就是遵行差他来者的旨意，做成他的工。
Then Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me, and to finish his work."
食物带给人力量，带给人活力。
Food gives us energy and vitality.
耶稣以遵行天父的旨意，成为他生命的动力。
So Jesus receives his energy and vitality from doing the will of God.
食物让人饱足。
Food makes us full.
耶稣以遵行差他来的天父的旨意为他的满足。
So Jesus also through doing the will of God, satisfying his heart.
说今天我们以什么为满足?
So today, what is our satisfaction?
我们以什么为食物?
What is our food?
这值得我们去想一想。
This is something for us to think about.
所以等一下，我们在祷告的时候，有一些弟兄姐妹，他们会进食祷告。
Later on in our prayer, some of us will be fasting and praying.
禁食祷告的意义就在这里。
And this is the meaning of fasting and praying.
以神的国、神的义为满足，以神的国、神的义为活力的来源。
Which is to be satisfied by the kingdom and the will of God.
好，那接下来，主耶稣要门徒有属灵的眼光来看见神国庄稼的成熟。
Another thing is, Jesus wanted his disciples to have spiritual vision to see the harvest.
主耶稣说，你们岂不是说收割的时候还有四个月吗？
Jesus asked them, "Didn't you say there are four more months until the harvest?"
哦，这是一句格言哦，他们犹太人的格言，意思是说啊，收割啊是急不得的，是没有办法催促的。
This is a saying in the Jewish community that they cannot rush the harvest.
哦，是不能揠苗助长的哦，不能够把那个稻子把麦子拔高一点哦，哎，它长高了。
That means they cannot pull the wheat up so that they could grow faster.
哦，所以收成啊是不能急的。
So harvest cannot be rushed.
哦，但是在这里啊，主耶稣却告诉他们。
But here Jesus tells them.
好、哦。说啊，你们要举目向天观看，庄稼已经成熟，可以收割了。
He said, "Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest."
啊，而且收割的跟撒种的可以一起快乐。
And so those who reap and those who gather fruits will be rejoicing together.
主耶稣要差他们去收那个没有劳碌的。
So God wants to send, Jesus wants to send them out to reap what they have not sown.
这个也等于在勉励我们。
This is also to encourage us today.
今天呢，我们如同主耶稣所差去要收割的工人一样。
We are the laborers sent by Jesus to harvest.
或许有一些朋友，他们曾经听过耶稣。
Maybe some of our friends have heard about Jesus before.
因为曾经有其他的教会、其他的基督徒啊，跟他们传过福音。
Maybe they have been preached by some Christians from other denominations before.
但是传得不够全备，不够明白。
But because what they have heard were not complete truth, and they do not understand completely.
我们真耶稣教会的使命呢，就是要把福音传得更全备。
The commission of TJC is to preach the gospel more complete.
就等于耶稣门徒的角色。
That is the purpose or function of the disciples of Jesus.
去劳碌，得享别人的劳碌。
So we will reap what we have not sown.
这是主耶稣给我们的应许。
This is the promise of Jesus Christ.
那在接下来，39-42节，这个是谈到撒玛利亚人的他们的得救。
Next.Section is from 39-42. This passage describes about the salvation of the Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人他们相信耶稣起因呢，就是这个妇人的见证。
So the reason that the Samaritan people believe in Jesus is because of the testimony of the Samaritan woman.
所以他们能够克服种族的障碍。
Therefore, they could overcome the problem of racial difference.
请耶稣啊。留下来住两天。
They asked Jesus to stay with them for two more days.
这个是起因哈。那主要的原因当然就是跟耶稣接触之后，听见耶稣所说的话。
Even though that initiated their curiosity to know Jesus more, but the real reason that they believed is that they have spent time with Jesus and found out his teachings.
这一段哈，也教导我们这个传福音的工作不是个人单打独斗可以完成。
This passage tells us that evangelism is not complete by one person only.
也不是把人把慕道朋友带到自己的带到自己的前面，或者跟着自己走。
And we cannot bring true seekers next to us or bring them to us.
而是应当把他们带到神的前面。
Instead, we need to bring them to the presence of God.
带到教会来。
Bring them to church.
这个才是正确的带领。
This is the correct way of leading people to God.
那撒玛利亚妇人，她能够让这些撒玛利亚城的人信她所说的见证。
The Samaritan woman was able to make the city people to believe in what she was saying about Jesus.
因为她改变。
Because of her transformation.
她勇于做见证。
She was courageous enough to preach.
以前怕人家知道她的私生活。
In the past, she was afraid of people knowing about her personal life.
甚至不敢跟着大家一起去打水，要等到中午的时候，没有人去打水的时候，才自己去打水。
Because of this, she was even afraid to draw water outside of the city with everybody else in the morning. Therefore, she always goes at noontime.
怕人家。在背后指指点点。
Because she was afraid of people talking behind her back.
但是信主之后就不一样。
After she believed in Jesus, she's changed.
见证她的软弱。
She witnessed about her weaknesses.
凸显神的完全跟刚强。
To show God's perfection and might.
所以今天呢、啊，我们每到了这个灵恩布道会啊，经常找不到人做见证。
Today, usually during spiritual convocation, we have a hard time finding people to testify.
为什么没有人会做见证？
How come there nobody wants to testify?
哎，曾经就有这样的事情说、啊，有人告诉那个做见证的弟兄姐妹。
Some people would say this is the reason. There are people who would tell the people who are testifying.
哇，你到处这样做见证啊，说你以前有多坏多坏多坏，当今你又嫁不出去，娶不到太太。
People are saying that if you always testify about how bad and evil you were, be careful that you may not be able to find a brother or sister to marry in the future.
见证以前的话，这个病得快要死掉啊！小心哦，没有人敢嫁给你哦。
So if you talk about how you were sick until almost death, and maybe in the future nobody would want to marry you.
所以有些人就裹足不前啊，不敢为主做见证啊。
Because of this reason, some people are afraid to testify for the Lord.
其实不对。
This is incorrect.
这个撒玛利亚妇人。
Look at the Samaritan woman.
因着她的见证来信主，神的道理进来到她的心里头。
Because of her testimony, she was able to bring the word of God into her heart.
让他们真正认识神，就是弥赛亚。
So that she would be able to preach about Jesus so that it would enter into their heart and therefore they could learn that Jesus is the Messiah.
是救世主。
He's the Savior.
那相信哦，我们有这个信心，勇敢为主做见证，我们的一切啊，主也会替我们安排。
I believe that if we have the courage to preach about Jesus with our life, then God will also bless us.
那个才是真正的福气。
That is the true blessings of God.
再来43节哈。
Next is starting from verse 43
到45节。
To 45。
耶稣谈到说哈，在本地也有人没有人尊敬他。
Here Jesus was saying that a prophet has all honor in his own country.
先知在自己的家乡是不受尊重的。
Because he was not respected by his own people.
这个好像传道人回到家里哦一样啊。
That is likewise for us preachers when we go back home. Home
你不能够再当传道了啊！你是人家的丈夫啊，你是人家的爸爸。
So when I go back home, I'm no longer a pastor, but a husband and a father.
你要坐马给小孩子骑。
They have to be rocking chair for the children, rocking horse.
太太讲的话就要听了。
And I have to listen to the words of my wife.
这也是你应该做的、哦、
This is my duty.
哇，这个不是这里所讲的、哦、
This is what the Bible is talking about, right here.
为什么先知在自己家乡不受尊重
？Why is that prophet receive no honor in his own country?
你人啊，总是用外表来看的。
Because people always deem another person with outward appearance.
他说看外表很容易就轻看人，很容易就看错人。
If we look at people's outward appearance, it's easy for us to misjudge.
所以主耶稣在这里说啊，在本地不受人尊重。
So therefore, Jesus here said that a prophet has no honor in his own country.
好，那第四章最后从46节开始是主耶稣行了另外一个神迹。
Starting from verse 46, describes another miracle.
这个是让一个这个大臣的儿子。他的病得医治。
This is to heal the son of an officer.
主耶稣这个神迹是行在就是变水为酒的迦南那个地方。
This is the same place where he transformed water into wine in Cana.
在加百农，这个他有个大臣他的儿子在加百农生病。
Well, there's a son of a nobleman who is sick in the land of Capernaum.
他听到耶稣啊，这个从犹大到了加利利，他就赶快去求耶稣来医治他的儿子，因为他的儿子快死了。
When this nobleman heard that Jesus had come out of Judea into Galilee, he went to Jesus immediately to ask him to help his son, because he was about to die.
然后耶稣啊就对他说啊，说若不看见神迹奇事，你们总是不信。
Jesus said to him, Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe.
那对方就说，求耶稣啊，趁着我孩子还没有死掉的时候，赶快来呀。
So the nobleman replied to Jesus, Sir, come down before my child dies.
耶稣就对这个大臣说，你去吧，你的儿子活了。
Jesus said to him, Go your way, your son lives.
这个大臣他信。
So the man believed. After he believed the word of Jesus, then he went back.
我在回家的途中啊，遇到他家里来的仆人，要来跟他报好消息，说他的儿子活了。
On his way back home, his servant came to meet him and told him the good news that his son was alive.
一问之下，就是耶稣跟他讲说你的儿子活了。那个时候。
When he inquired of them the hour when the son was healed.
因着这样子，这个大臣就带领他们全家来信主。And
it was the time that Jesus said, "Your son lives." Because of that, he believed and brought his whole household to believe in Jesus Christ.
那从这件神迹里头，我们从这个大臣这个当父亲的也可以导出几点来做学习。From
this incident, we can learn a few teachings from the action of the nobleman.
第一个，这个儿子。First
thing is the son.
父亲当大臣啊，是当官的。The
father is a nobleman.
所以他生活一定很好。Therefore,
they are well to do.
父亲那么爱他，为了他的病啊，千里迢迢跑来找耶稣。The
father loves the son a lot. Therefore, he went all the way to Capernaum to seek for Jesus to heal the son.
所以他有他父亲的爱。So
this father has a love for the father.
所以这个大臣的儿子啊，是一个 生活舒适，那想必啊，也给他很好的教育。So
this son is a well-to-do son with good education.
而且又有父亲爱他。And
he also has the love from his father.
可惜要死掉了。However,
he is about to pass away.
什么都没有了。He
will lose everything that he has.
圣经里头有好几个地方，主耶稣让死人复活，主耶稣医治，都不一定是老人呢。
In the few incidents that Jesus healed people, a lot of these are not old people. They're actually young men.
主耶稣让死人复活，让拉撒路复活。Jesus
raised Lazarus back to life.
让那个埃鲁的女儿复活。And
he also raised Jairus' daughter to life.
还有那拿因城寡妇的儿子复活。
He also healed the son of a widow.
都是年轻人。They're
all young people.
所以不要认为说我还年轻。So
don't think that we're still young.
死亡离我好像还很远。Think
that death is so far away from us.
仿佛啊，主耶稣在告诉我们，要把握，要爱惜光阴。But
here Jesus is trying to tell us that we need to redeem our time.
我们来看看这位父亲。Let's
look at this father.
这个父亲呢，从加百农跑到迦南来找耶稣。So
this nobleman came from Capernaum to Cana to look for Jesus.
大概呀，有三十公里远。So there's about 30 kilometers far. 走路的话要走多久？So
if you're gonna walk, how long would it take you?
看了也好几个钟头了。It's
a lot of hours of walking.
不辞千里来找耶稣。So
he went all the way to look for Jesus.
不是他生病，是他儿子生病。This
is not because he was sick, but his son was sick.
天下父母心的，都会为了自己心爱的儿女来付出。This
is the heart of a parent that they would give everything for their children.
这个父亲也是一样。This
is the same with this father.
不惜劳苦，克服困难阻碍。
He does not deem the pain and suffering that he had to go through.
来求主帮助。
But come all the way to seek for Jesus' help.
今天呢，我们遇到困难的时候。
Today when we face difficulties.
我们是不是也愿意排除万难，亲近神来得到帮助？
Are we willing to get rid of all the difficulties next to us to get to God to seek for His help?
那我们从这里也看到，这个大臣的谦卑，
Here we also can see the humility of this nobleman.
哦，他不藐视耶稣。
He does not despise Jesus.
哦，他也没有随便找一个仆人呢去见耶稣。
He did not send a servant to Jesus.
而是亲自出马去请求耶稣。
But he went to Jesus himself to ask for help.
我们知道，哦，在当时，哦，那个罗马统治之下，哦，还是有这个阶级，还是有奴隶。
So under the Roman Empire's era, there was still caste.
哦，那就算犹太人，哦，他们也有这个法利赛人啊，哦，文士啊，哦，他们自认为自己比较高级的。
So even within the Israelite, there are still different levels of caste. For example, the Pharisees is a higher class, and so was the scribes.
会歧视别人。
So they usually look down on people.
哦，人都很软弱。
Men are so weak.
哦，所以唯有谦卑的人呢，才能领受神的恩典。
Only those who are humble can receive the grace of God.
所以主耶稣在登山宝训里头所讲的八种福气的第一个福气就是虚心。
So the first beatitude that Jesus talked about was men who are poor in spirit.
什么叫虚心？就是谦卑的意思。
What does it mean to be poor in spirit? It means humility.
神阻挡骄傲的人。世人里谦卑的。
God opposes the haughty and gives grace to the humble.
好，那第三个这个大车嘛，哦，值得我们啊这个效仿。
Third thing that we can imitate from this nobleman is
他是听到一些耶稣的见证。
He just heard about some miracles that Jesus had done.
他都把握机会来见耶稣。
But he took this opportunity to look for Jesus.
耶稣感慨地说啊，主啊，若不见神迹啊，你们就是不相信。
Then Jesus said to him, "Unless you people see signs and wonders, you will by no means believe."
哦，耶稣说啊，你的儿子病好了，回去。
And he told him that your son is alive, so go back.
他本来是啊想要凭眼见哦，才相信啊，所以他要耶稣趁他儿子还没死，赶快去。
Originally, this nobleman had to believe by sight only because he wanted Jesus to go with him to heal his son before he dies.
但是耶稣跟他讲，你的儿子病好。
However, Jesus told him that your son is alive already.
回去吧。
So go back.
他就信了。
And he believed.
他没有说啊，不是啊，不行啊，你一定要跟我去啊。
He didn't say that, oh, you can't do that, you have to come with me.
他就相信，他就回去了。
But he believed in Jesus' words and he went back.
我们看他的信心哦，经得起考验。
So you can see that his faith can pass through tests.
从刚开始要凭神迹、凭眼见，到后来相信神的话的这种信心。
At first his faith was by sight, but later on his faith was not by sight. He just believed.
经得起考验。
He can undergo tests.
哦，所以我们的信心也应当要成长。
Our faith should also make growth.
哦，不要一直停留在凭眼见而已。
We should not stay at the level that is by sight only.
应该要建立在相信主的应许，相信神的真理。
We should set our faith upon the promises of God.
哦，这样才不会因为物质的得失啊，环境的得失而改变了。而怀疑呀、啊，我们对神哦，怀疑了神的慈爱以及我们啊对神的依靠。
So that our faith would not change just because our surroundings are changing or we are losing or we're gaining doesn't really affect our faith and our belief that God's promises.
第四点。
Fourth point.
这个大臣哦啊，当他知道他的儿子蒙医只是因为耶稣。
When this nobleman found out that his son was healed because of the power of Jesus,
他自己和全家就都信。
He and his whole household believed.
他不是只有自己信，带领全家来信。
He didn't just believe on his own, but he also brought his whole household to believe.
今天呢，我们弟兄姐妹哦，我们蒙神的恩典之后，不要自己独得。应当带领我们的家人，带领我们的朋友，我们所认识的啊这些周遭的人来相信。
Today we should not just receive God's grace by ourselves, but that we have to spread God's grace to our family and to our friends.
好，这个是啊，主耶稣医治这个大臣之子给我们的教训。
These are some of the teachings that we could learn from Jesus' healing of the son of the nobleman.
好，再来看第五章。
Next, let's study chapter 5.
好，在第五章里头，啊，主耶稣。行了一个神迹。
In chapter 5, Jesus performed yet another miracle.
啊，也因着行这个神迹，啊，带来了啊，这个有关安息日的问题。
Because of this miracle, he had caused a conflict about the topic of Sabbath.
哦，以及啊，他跟这些犹太人的辩论。
It also caused some arguments between him and the Jews.
啊，这个神迹是。在这个犹太人的一个节气里头。
This miracle was performed on a special feast of the Jews.
好，那地点呢是在耶路撒冷的比士大池旁边。
The setting is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate.
好，那蒙医的对象是一个病了38年的瘫子。
The character that Jesus healed is a man who was sick for 38 years.
啊，主耶稣主动问他说要不要痊愈。
Jesus initiated to ask him whether he wants to be made well.
主耶稣主动关心。
Jesus Christ initiated his care.
可见呢，这个病人呢，因为病太久了，根本呢也没有这个想要痊愈的这个欲望。
Because this man has been in infirmity for so long that he has lost the will of being healed.
对他的生命已经认同。
He has accepted his fate.
他告诉耶稣了。
He told Jesus.
说水冻的时候啊，没有人把我放到池子里头，我想下去啊，有比我更先下去的人。
Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred up, but while I am coming, another steps down before me.
所以这个病人呢，他病了38年。
So this patient had been sick for 38 years.
他也是一个无助的人。
He is a helpless man.
久病中国有句话说久病床前无孝子，人生病久了，大家都累了，这个朋友啊渐渐的疏远了，亲人的关怀渐渐冷淡。
So in the Chinese proverb, it says that when a person is sick for so long, that his friends and his families would depart from them.
所以他是一个无助哦，孤单的。
So he is a helpless and lonely man.
还好耶稣主动关怀。
Thank God that Jesus came to care about him.
他是怎么样的一个人啊？能够让主耶稣主动关怀他
？What kind of person is he that Jesus could take the initiative to care for him?
在这个四节那边呢，耶稣啊，在他蒙医之后，告诉他不要再犯罪了。
Verse 14, Jesus found him after he was healed to tell him not to sin again.
可见他的病是因为犯罪。
We could see that his sickness was caused by sin.
他是一个罪人。
He was a sinner.
主耶稣主动关怀他。
But Jesus took the initiative to take care of him.
那我们想到说啊，耶稣所讲的嘛，他说生病的人才需要医生，健康的人不需要。
That reminds us of a saying that Jesus said, that only the sick needs doctor, but the healthy people do not.Not require any doctors.
耶稣啊，是来拯救罪人，不是来招义人。
Jesus is here to save the sinners and not to call the righteous.
这今天呢，我们都需要耶稣。
Today we all need Jesus Christ.
耶稣也不排斥我们。
Jesus does not despise us.
我们也应该效法主。
So we should imitate him.
不排斥罪人。
We should not reject sinners.
要怜悯罪人。
We should have mercies upon them.
在教会里头，经常有两种现象。
In the church, there are two phenomena.
对内不关心软弱的弟兄姐妹；对外不开拓不传福音。
We do not show care and concern within the church, and we do not expand the church or evangelize outside without.
主啊，我们在这里真好，就我们这几个就好了
So we're like Peter saying that it is so good to be here. That's just a few of us.
有一次啊，这个传道去 参加一个社青班的一个聚会。
One time there was a pastor who attended a fellowship of the young adults.
哦，那个欺负者哦，很高兴跟我讲说，传道，我跟你讲哦，啊，我们现在这个社青班啊，很好。
So this chairperson of the young adult fellowship told me so happily that our group is so good now.
因为我把那些哈不好的调皮捣蛋的，统统不准他们来。
Because I told all the bad and bad people to not come to the fellowship anymore.
他是很爱主，但是他却不了解主的心意。
Even though he loves God a lot, however, he does not understand.
我们经常也会落在这样的一个盲点里头，在侍奉神，在发热心。
We may have fallen into this kind of blind spot that we are so zealous for God.
有一个姐妹，她是学艺术的。
There is a sister who studies arts.
她都经常带一些她同样哦学艺术的朋友来教会。
She would bring her classmates who also study arts to church.
有些学艺术的哦，可能跟我们不太一样。
Maybe those who are artistic are very different from us.
比如说她是跳舞的哦，练舞蹈的，所以啊，她经常会流汗，她就比较光头啦。
For example, they are dancers, so therefore they shave off their heads because they sweat a lot.
有的是戏剧系的，这个学演戏的，所以啊，他头发因为这个需要所以他就从弄成其他的颜色。
And some of them study in drama, so sometimes they have to dye their hair to different colors.
总之就是奇奇怪怪的哦。
There are a lot of unusual things.
没有多久教会就有人跟这个姐妹讲。你呀，不要老是带那些三教九流的人来。
So soon after, the people in the church told her not to bring these uncommon people.
想想看哦，我们经常会有这样的盲点，这样的迷失在。
We might have this kind of misunderstanding and blind spots in our faith too.
所以我们要记得耶稣，他来招罪人，我们也不应该排斥。
We need to remember that.Jesus' calling is to help the sick and sinners, so we cannot reject them.
所以这个38年的这个瘫子，蒙神主动的关怀跟医治。
So this man who was sick for 38 years had been healed and taken care of by Jesus Christ.
那一天是安息日。
That day was a Sabbath day.
所以耶稣叫他说，起来吧，拿着你的褥子走吧。
Jesus told him, take up your bed and walk.
结果他就拿着褥子就离开。
So he did, and he left.
被犹太人看到。
And he was seen by the Jews.
你在安息日怎么可以拿东西？可以搬东西，可以做工，不行的。
People ask him, how can you take your bed and walk? You can't do any work on Sabbath day.
那个蒙医的人就说这有个人他叫我拿着走路的。
The man said that, oh, it was somebody else who asked me to do this.
他没有说那个人医好我，还是有个人叫我拿着被褥走。
He didn't say that that man healed me, but he just said that man told me to take up my bed and walk.
因为他连耶稣是谁他都不认识，那样真的很糟糕。
Because he didn't even know who had healed him.
这么大的恩典，竟然说连医他的人是谁也不晓得。
This is such a big grace, and yet he did not know who healed him.
今天我们也是这样子的，我们蒙受很大的恩典，我们真的认识神吗？我们真的认识主吗？
Likewise, we have received so much blessings from God. However, do we truly know Him?
更糟糕在下面。当主耶稣遇到他，叫他不要犯罪，他赶快去跟这些法利赛人报告。那个刚刚叫我拿着被褥走的，那个叫做耶稣的。
Worse yet, afterward, Jesus told him that you can sin no more, lest a worse thing come to you. And immediately he departed and told all the Jews who was the one.Who told him to walk.
不但不感恩，还把耶稣出卖。
Instead of giving thanks to God, giving thanks to Jesus, he betrayed Jesus.
今天我们也一样，我们不要看得出来，这个该死，这个可恶。其实我们今天就是他。
So likewise, we are the same.
经常在出卖耶稣啊。
We have often betrayed Jesus.
说哪有我哪有出卖耶稣
？We may say, No, we have never done that.
我们老是把耶稣 神的话把神的规定打折扣，打八折，打七五折。
But we often have taken the word of God incomplete.
想到说彼得哦，他不认主。
For example, Peter denied Jesus.
彼得是什么情况不认主的？
In what situation that he betrayed Jesus?
彼得不是在监牢里头哦，跟主耶稣吊在一起被鞭打的时候不认主的。
It wasn't that he was in prison with God, with Jesus, and was bitten up that he betrayed Jesus.
如果是这样，他绝对不会不认，因为他知道那个地点呢、啊，是他要为主耶稣殉道，要来贯彻他对主耶稣应了这个承诺的地方，跟你同时，跟你下贱也是愿意的。所以在那个场景，他不会不认主的。
So if he was in prison and beaten up, he wouldn't have denied Jesus because this is his expectation of being persecuted and died with Jesus Christ.
那如果、啊、是在比拉多、哦、或者是该亚法、哦、坐堂的时候、啊、他也不会不认主。
However, or furthermore, in the court before Pilate or in front of Caiaphas, the high priest.
因为他知道那个地方也是他应该要、哦、来贯彻他对耶稣承诺与他这个下监与他、哦、一起死地方。
He wouldn't have denied Jesus there either because that was his promise to Jesus that he would go to prison with him and to die with him.
他是在什么地方不认主的？
But where did he deny Jesus?
在院子里头啊，在烤火啊。
In the courtyard when he was setting up fire.
不是什么重要的地方啊，也不是什么、哦、一定要怎么做的地方。
It's an insignificant place.
而且问他的人呢、啊，也不是比拉多、该亚法。
The people who asked him who he was wasn't even.